Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Good morning. I have to stop. Sorry, I'll stop.
I don't think that's going to stop at all.
I'll stop singing and I'll stop quoting sparkling energy. I promise. New year, new me.
It is December 2nd.
Almost New Year.
Welcome back from the Thanksgiving long holiday weekend, everybody. Unless you're from out of the United States, where it doesn't apply to you.
Right. Happy Cyber Monday.
Happy, yeah, Black Friday to Cyber Monday. Congratulations for contributing to capitalism. Did you buy any plastic trees to ruin the environment and piss off T. Kyle?
Absolutely not.
Kyle's speaking a trooper right now.
Plastic Christmas trees, what we're going to talk about later. Something I would like to say.
Oh, good.
Welcome back to another episode of Legends Only. Brad was late.
Offbeat, as per usual. The whiteness jumped out.
Your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Yeah, there's a lot of legends to talk about
sync
today.
This week because
Did you say the Backstreet Boys?
I said the Backstreet Boys because we'll be talking about harmonies later on in this episode, or lack thereof, and lack of melodies.
Oh, wow. I see what you did there. So it was Thanksgiving, and we also just want to say thank you again to our...
Oh, thanks? On Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Don't make me sing again.
I won't.
We want to give a big shout out to all of our supporters on Patreon, patreon.com/legendsonly. We posted a bonus episode for all of you. It is a track by track listening party of the legend Hilary Duff, her debut album, Santa Claus Lane. So if you are looking to get into the holiday spirit and want to listening back to the episode, I was like, this is so ridiculous.
Yo, it's absurd.
But I kind of loved it.
Just pretend you're in a car with us listening to Hillary's debut album.
Mm-hmm. That's literally
her chart-bottoming debut. Yes.
Yes. So if you would like to literally listen to the album.
Yeah, it's a lot of literally listening to the album.
As we give you real-time commentary, you can find it at patreon.com/legendsonly. And you will get another RSS feed. And it actually gives you a second podcast. So if you want more.
Yeah.
It's there. So much technology. But on to the events of recent days.
Yes.
Well, first up, people were curious about our thoughts about the AMAs.
Right, which were at this point 5,000 years ago.
Yeah, by the way, for those of you who didn't know, we have jobs. So in addition to ruining or making your Monday morning mm-hmm. every single week, unfortunately, both of us have to work on Sundays.
Yeah.
So we're unable to talk about the things that happen on Sundays. So Sundays are meant to be a day of rest, but not for us.
Not for us.
So the AMAs that happened 4 months ago, feels
yes.
like.
Mm-hmm.
Any initial thoughts that you would like to share with everyone?
Oh, so many. Oh.
That memorable, huh?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say this. It's nice that we live in 2019 because arguably no, but if this were 2007, that Selena Gomez performance mm-hmm. would have gone very differently in the media. Everyone has been extremely kind to that girl, which, you know what? I'm happy because, you know, it's a legendary Gomezmerizing, but the vocals.
Find the note, girl.
Find
the note.
Any note. You know, she said, sang off key in my chorus, and I'll be damned if she didn't stick to that. She really did.
You know, she
took
stayed
it to
true to the lyrics.
Now, they're saying she had an anxiety attack right before, which, I mean, maybe it's true. Maybe so.
Me before I do anything. Me,
literally us before the podcast.
Right, but, me right now.
Lord knows my voice breaks enough. But, you know, I'm really happy for her that it wasn't worse, that the media response to it wasn't worse. Yes, you've got like tons of people on Twitter, but like,
I mean, is any bad press
well,
these days?
That's very true. But remember the cover after Britney's performance? Oh, the horror.
Iconic. I have it in my
Iconic.
Legends binder,
exactly.
Framed in plastic.
Up on my college dorm wall. But there was none of that this year. That just doesn't happen anymore, the skewering in that fashion. So that happened. That was memorable for a different reason. I'm very happy to see Toni Braxton back in action. Legend.
Out in the rain.
Queen. And okay, so the Taylor medley.
Yeah. Well, before we go there, I just want to say that I thought Selena looked exactly like Maren Morris.
Oh, that's true.
I was like, what is happening? Like cloned.
I kind of feel like a lot of the new girls look like Selena. I feel like because she's the most followed girl on Instagram. I feel like either Kylie Jenner or Selena Gomez. I feel like there's like some weird like face morphing of all these pop girls.
You know, they used to do it back in the day. Everyone looked like Britney.
Exactly. So. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a coincidence. So next, we're going to talk about the most buzz about performance of the night.
I'll say this.
Okay.
The font choice on that white jacket.
Well, you know,
that was a free Windows stencil font.
You know,
like,
why?
Really?
But you know why? Because I found out later it's the correctional facility font of like a jail.
Well, yeah, it's like it's the free stencil font.
Right. But it's like she's implying like those albums are in prison now. It was like correctional facility font. That's what she did that for.
Wow.
Well, at least that's what I saw fans saying. It's
Probably.
Possible she just was like, Wingdings?
Right.
Okay, we'll go with this. But I think that's what the meaning was like, I'm in jail with my albums.
Chic.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
You know, we love a meaning.
We love a meaning. We love a deeper meaning. She did the songs. She did old songs and new songs.
Yeah, and they put the video on her YouTube.
Yeah,
so clearly something got sorted out.
It all sorted out. I mean, 2020 will be a different story with she's going to be performing live and probably putting out live DVDs, I assume, and stuff. So,
yeah, I still don't know what I think of the whole thing. I'm still so confused.
Yeah, I just hope she gets to sing her songs that she wrote because that's...
Also, too, I do think as someone that works in TV and works with licensing and all that stuff, my only insight that I think I can offer everyone is when there was the whole debate about whether or not she could or could not sing the old songs, it seemed like it was an issue over the licensing and how they were going to let it be on the internet afterwards.
Right.
So just to give you guys some sort of insight super quick. So when John Mayer performed a Diana Ross cover on Watch What Happens Live, the show that I work on, we had to get licensing for that. So you have to get a license for it to be on TV. And then there's separate licenses for YouTube and social media, and there's expiration dates. So you can get a 3-month or you can get a 5-year, 1 year. There's all these crazy layers to it. So I'm wondering with Taylor, if it was just an issue of, are we going to let the AMAs post this afterwards?
Because I think it counts as a new recording.
It does. There's so, that's so why. Many different, it's so complicated.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, and I will say, usually that licensing stuff is always done to benefit the artist. Anytime I've ever worked with a licensing thing, it's always artist first. Like if the artist doesn't want to do it, if the artist doesn't want it out there, or there's some people who are like, yeah, do it. No expiration date. I don't care. Post it. So I don't know. That's just my only insight was that I think there might be something just like super complicated, but nowadays everyone just, when an award show happens, it's expected that it's going to be on YouTube right away.
Right.
But I don't think people think all the stuff that goes into that process.
Yeah, because that stream should then technically count as a, like not a sale, but like those things now affect the Billboard charts and stuff.
Right.
And do, you know, if you put ad roll against that, then that means that it's like a sale.
Like with the VMAs.
Yeah.
When you see a performance on the MTV channel, they're profiting off of an artist. So there's deals that have to be made. I don't know. It's just very complicated. It just is. And that's my only insight, if that, if anyone cares.
Yeah. No, that's really good insight. I don't think people really understand the full, the detail, the inner workings of TV.
Right.
And why, and it's not so simple as just let her sing her songs. It's like, there's licensing, there's
and whenever
the screens
you see
afterward.
A performance on Instagram and all that stuff is taken into account. Like there's always some kind of something with it.
Totally.
And I will say, there are some housewives who are a lot pickier than some of the icons
as
when it comes to their licensing. But anyway, that's a different
story.
Money
can't buy you licensing. Actually, no, it can. That's the point, Yolanda.
It can't buy you a voice. But, well, that's a lie, too. Yes, it can.
Yes, it can. Oh.
Wow. What were we talking about?
The performance
AMAs.
Itself.
I thought the song choice was interesting.
Me too.
I was like, oh, okay.
You know, it wasn't a Vanguard performance to me. Like, it wasn't like how they make those iconic 12-minute Vanguard medleys. I don't think it was at that caliber, exactly. Yeah. To be honest, I don't think she tried the hardest she ever could. Like, as far as making this, like, truly an iconic performance. Because there was so much bullshit happening in behind the scenes. So it's like, she probably even had stunts that, or like, you know, spectacle that they just ditched because they were like, are we even going to perform these songs?
Right.
So I don't really know that, you know, that wasn't her giving it her all as far as like, because her stage shows at stadiums and tours are much more spectacular. She got 50-foot snake and stuff. So I didn't see that snake. but, you know, it was good. And then she accepts the award for Artist of the Decade, which that's a title.
Yeah. What is a decade even like?
Well, 10 years.
Well, I know that, but it's from 2010 to 2020. I don't even know.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's
so many years.
They're talking about the tens.
I graduated in 2010.
Right.
Jeez.
We did. Yeah. Well, the artist of the decade at that time would have been the Paradiso Girls with Patron Tequila.
Wow.
But, good for Taylor. That's basically what I gathered from that.
Yeah, she came out unscathed, I think. She did it.
She did. The girls tried to get Miss Shania Twain with a doctored video on the red carpet of her saying that you don't need to be pretty to be a star, and they made it sound like she was talking about Taylor. Like,
I figured there was some kind of...
There was some fuckery afoot, but it's still a funny thing that she said. And yeah, she did her own performance.
Yeah, that was a robe.
That was a robe.
Woo.
Good for Shania.
Oh, she looks fantastic.
Yeah.
She's very sweet. I will tell you that too. She was very funny, very nice at Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. She was recent, right?
I was like, oh my God, icon. And she's actually really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I love when legends show up and they're just so chill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my legend. God, I'm shaking.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a good Vegas show.
Oh, for sure.
I loved the production design for her set.
There was like moments of Britney-isms in it.
Yeah. It was honestly that looked better than Piece of Me.
Well,
at some parts,
arguably that is not difficult.
Well, the this the world tour Piece of Me,
right? Right.
Like, just the projections. The bare bones. I'm like,
couldn't afford
this. Looks
the pole.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. More people. If you want to be simple, just do a brilliant display.
I agree.
Who else? I loved Kesha.
Kesha took it to church.
That made me so happy to see her do TikTok.
TikTok.
Because I feel like she did it
for a reason.
To
let the kids know that TikTok was a song before it was an app that we both now use.
True. But I think she also did it as a reclaiming of...
Totally.
Because she... I don't think she avoided all that music for so long.
Yeah.
But it seemed like, especially with the lyrics of her songs recently, mm-hmm. it's almost like she's... taking it and having fun with it.
One would say she's wants to have fun again.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like powering through the PTSD of that era mm-hmm. and all of the drama and just being like, these are still my songs.
Yeah.
I want to have fun. Got to respect that. And like, that is why we loved her. Like, that's why we, you know, she became a superstar. You have to honor your legacy. Mm-hmm. So I love that. That was a really fun moment for her.
There and she
was-
sounded good.
Yes.
She sounded really good. Because a lot of the girls were lip syncing.
Yes.
Which I think is a smart choice sometimes, by the way. I mean, my fave.
Literally,
like, hello. But I appreciated the girls who were lip syncing where they needed to.
Yeah.
Because
I love a lip sync.
It's also too, like, our fave has no moments where she sounded sour, like Selena did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would rather someone lip sync.
Yeah.
Because then you can just focus on the performance and it looks good. Like, who cares?
Yeah. You can focus on the scintillating sexual tension between Camilla and Sean. There's that.
Yeah, there was that. Anyway, so the AMAs happened.
That happened.
Great.
Since we've referenced her enough times, we haven't actually said it. This week, today, that you're listening, I'm like trying to do the math in my head, is the birthday of our queen. Or we could do, the day is December 2nd. Oh, no, but there's just one thing. A legend is born. Okay.
is there a Christmas song that talks about a legend being born? isn't there one that's
A Holy Night. When
the Christina version?
When Xtina was born.
Holy Night. Isn't there one that's like, they're like, our dear Savior's birth.
Yeah.
Our dear Britney's birth. Happy birthday, Britney.
Happy birthday, Britney.
It is today.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, Brit, it's your birthday.
Yeah, she's not listening. Oh. She's logged out. She's in her garden reading books. Let's be real.
You know what? It's been a down and up and down and up and down year, to say the absolute least.
Yeah.
About the living legend herself, the sensual seductress, the enchanting mistress, Miss Britney Spears. But, you know, we wish her a happy birthday. We hope she's doing well somewhere far away from everybody. Just hopefully on a beach.
Far away from the drama.
Jumped over drama, landed on her target. What are they called? Wedges. I just hope she's having a spectacular day with her man. Her babies.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, she doesn't even acknowledge her own music. I'm sure she won't acknowledge her birthday.
Probably not. We'll probably get a nice book cover or maybe some flowers.
Mm-hmm. You know, she did Instagram about the Four Agreements.
She did.
Book, a very low quality cover.
Yes, she made sure to get that 100x100 pixel photo and expand it.
Was surely a choice. But the taste is there.
Ultimately, the taste is there.
It's a great book.
She's been reading a lot this year, at least as far as our Instagram tells us.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely not active, but she's told us she's not active to like get what she wants in life. So we're just hoping that that's what she's doing right now.
And didn't she turn down that Robbie Williams Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
The most recent thing that we have as far as her music career goes is that Robbie Williams attempted to do a duet with her on his Christmas album and got the no because she's inactive right now. And I don't think it's personal.
I think she just doesn't want to.
She's not
interested in being the pop star right now.
And we certainly respect that. And we hope it all shakes out however she wants it to.
We shall see.
We shall wait and see.
Yeah.
Even longer. But happy birthday, Britney. What a fun time for all of us.
It's been such a great...
such a great year to be a Britney fan.
2019, hasn't it?
Really has.
Well, we will talk about that, though. I feel like we need a 2019 recap on the Britney podcast.
Oh, good.
If I can drag you here to record even more than we have been.
I was hoping to reflect on this year.
Yeah.
Some more. Yeah, we'll get to that on the It's Britney Bitch podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to take you back to the circus tour starring Britney Spears.
Oh.
In 2009.
Nice segue.
Now, I don't know about you, because I don't think they were on all dates.
Oh, I saw them.
A little group by the name of the Pussycat Dolls opened up and truly tore it up at the circus tour.
Oh, it was phenomenal. I was
absolutely shaken by them. It's nonstop dancing. They remix every song, including the ballads. They throw in a little like up-tempo. I hate this part becomes like a 90s club, like club banger. So good. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. The Pussycat Dolls, after years of rumors and a lot of shady interviews, have announced that they are finally back as a five-piece. They are missing one member and gaining a founding member.
Mm-hmm. Which is fitting because they said they were so inspired by the Spice Girls reunion.
That's true.
So they too had to leave someone out of the group for their big UK reunion tour.
Yes, that's right. The Pussycat Dolls are back and they are launching their reunion tour in April of 2020 in the UK. Hopefully dates to come in the States. But the thing is, if you haven't been following all their solo careers like me, you might not know that all of them individually have actually gone on to do things in the UK. They've done reality shows, Dancing on Ice, like all those competition shows, judging, and they've released music. And they're arguably like more household names there than here, for sure. Like Ashley Roberts has like a heart radio show. And so anyway,
I feel like no one in the US would be able to name
absolutely
all of them.
Absolutely not. Luckily, I'm here. Nicole Scherzinger, of course, the lead vocalist of the group, Jessica Sutta, Ashley Roberts, Kimberly Wyatt, and finally coming back is Carmeet Bachar, legendary
the redhead
half Israeli legend of pop, who was with the Pussycat Dolls since, I believe, 95, when they first formed as a burlesque group.
Yeah.
Has danced for Aaliyah, J-Lo, like, legend of the dancing, was in Janet Jackson's infamous Super Bowl performance as
really?
A backup dancer. She's danced it out for everybody. She's back in the group, and deservedly so. And unfortunately, we are losing Melody Thornton, who famously...
Second lead vocalist
of the group, asserted herself in various ways throughout the years and made it abundantly clear she was not satisfied with the vocal structuring of the group, let's say. It brings me back to, there are two like infamous moments with Melody. I believe it's an award show or it's just a TV performance where she decides this is her moment.
Yeah, there's two that stand out to me. There's the one where she flies out of nowhere from backstage
and she just wails.
The vocal on that one was woo.
I think this happened a lot, but we just didn't even see it on TV that much. It just, yeah. I think toward the end of their run, for sure, she had had enough.
Yeah. And then there's one that's going around on Twitter right now, which we will retweet from our account. We'll retweet all of them so that you can go to our Twitter.
Yeah.
At @legendsonly_pod. There's one where Nicole is like visibly fuming.
Yes.
Like
absolutely.
Full camera shot. Say what you gon' do to me. But I see nothing. You loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep on. Say what you gon' do to me. But I see nothing. You loosen up my buttons, baby. But you keep on. Say what you gon' do to me. But I see nothing. Yeah.
Nicole looks pissed.
Visibly. Yes. Is so irritated. And you know what? I'm going to say that I don't blame her because I didn't want to hear that. It was so bad. Like, if you're going to do that,
yeah,
you have to sound good.
Right.
I'm just going to say it. She didn't sound good.
Right. No. I will say all of them are perfectly serviceable, like, pop stars. Like, they've all... Jessica Sutta has a number one dance hit with Show Me. They all later on showed that they could do it.
Right. That just wasn't the note.
That was not the note. No, she did not right. find.
That's what I meant to say is...
Yes.
She
no.
The wrong key.
I think there was just a lot of tension built up, and it just all came out in that note.
Yeah.
And then the second part, which has a Britney crossover, happened at the circus tour. Mm-hmm. When this was at the time, for all you gabies, you might not know about this, but there was a time when in the final stretches of the Pussycat Dolls career, they put out Hush Hush and Jai Ho, You Are My Destiny. Mm-hmm. And they were credited as the Pussycat Dolls featuring Nicole Scherzinger suddenly.
Literally the single cover art that started it all.
And so Melody had enough.
She was pissed.
She was so pissed. And unfortunately, like, a lot of the video footage of it is super, like, shaky and you can't hear it that well.
Yeah, it's, like, basically inaudible.
Right. She basically says, thank you guys. Thanks my friends and family for supporting me, even if I'm not featured. And then the crowd kind of roars. And everyone's just standing around the stage awkwardly. And that was a direct attack at Nicole.
It's so crazy how it literally is because of a single cover art.
Yeah. Much like Pretty Girls featuring Iggy became and Iggy.
Oh, right.
Remember that drama?
Because wasn't she mad that she was like, I'm mm-hmm. not featured on it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a duet. I'm like, if it's a duet, that means you have to sing. Oh. I can't shade Pretty Girls because there's actual, like, you've seen me right, completely go off
you
to
go
it
off
at the piece
various
of the show.
Places.
I was living for it, so I can't really shade it. I'm kidding.
No. So the thing about the Pussycat Dolls, first of all, I stand. I really stand.
Big time.
I wanted to be a pussycat. I feel like that was like, Doncha was like, yeah, don't you want to be like a pussycat doll? Mm-hmm. It's like, ugh. They embodied like mid-2000s tragic fashion, Juicy Couture, that vibe. When I grow up, I want to be famous, that whole vibe.
I used to learn, or try to learn, the Buttons.
Oh no.
Music video break.
Yeah.
Routine with the fire where it's like.
Unfortunately, there is video footage of me. Tragically, it's only about 5 years ago of me doing the PCD workout video with Robin Anton. And that is still on YouTube. I stand by it. But yeah, if you want to check that out. Because PCD started as a burlesque group and became a pop group. But really, it's a brand. It's like a whole thing. It's
Vegas.
Apparel, Vegas. It's a whole thing. And that's why their lineups were kind of in the air. Because it was like, there were a lot of PCDs. There were a lot of Pussycat Dolls. So the girls that became the girl group, they put them all together. And I believe it was like Nicole and a few others like auditioned and became part of the Pussycat Dolls group as a pop group. But like they existed. Britney joined them. Christina joined them. Carmen Electra joined them. Like it was the hot thing to do to like show up, wear a sexy corset and like do the like some sort of burlesque tease.
Didn't Christina sing with them?
I'm
sure. There's that
yes.
video,
yes,
I think.
Yes, yes,
and didn't they kind of get famous because of that whole era of like Perez, like
yes.
that whole moment in pop culture?
Totally. Like
all
were,
the videos would be
I think they were featured
online.
In like, yes, they were featured in Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, I think, even. Mm-hmm. Like they had pop culture cameos. It was like a really cool thing to be a Pussycat Doll. And obviously it would later inspire burlesque, which Christina decided she could play all Pussycat Dolls in one. But, and she
it
did.
It is literally like burlesque is the story of the Pussycat Dolls.
It absolutely is. She is just the Nicole finding her way. But
Cher as Robin Anton.
Oh my God, literally.
Literally. Nicole, get your ass over there and sing.
The weirdest thing about the Pussycat Dolls is that it was like a very poorly kept secret that Nicole was basically just the vocalist. It wasn't like other girl groups where, okay, yeah, Beyonce was obviously the lead, but like we still got verses traded off between Kelly and Michelle.
Oh, totally.
And the melody, the harmonies were undeniable. Like that was a trio, that was a girl group. With the Pussycat Dolls, it was literally just Nicole live on a mic at an award show, and they would maybe contribute a ha in the background.
Yeah, it was 100% Nicole, like always.
They like didn't light them well.
Nope.
They were backup dancers. And it was really tragic because, again, they are like perfectly fine pop stars. They could have been girl group members. They just weren't really treated like it. Like Nicole was hell-bent on being the Beyoncé times 10.
Yeah. I mean, if you listen to the first album, half the songs are just like Nicole Scherzinger ballads.
Those are Nicole solo albums for sure, for the most part.
Actually, though.
With like some melody background vocals at some points. So, and it's like weirder to me watching back in 2019, just like watching the performances and listening to the music, just knowing that that's all Nicole. Yet there were five other girls involved at the same time, but they were just almost accessories.
Yeah. But I didn't think they minded it. Like, I always just thought of it as... Yeah.
Well, one did.
Well, yes, one did. But I always thought of it as, like, the touring Vegas girl group.
Totally.
So I kind of thought that they were all cool with that. Like, they didn't mind being... Because if you think about it, like, a dance group or, like, a show that travels the world, there's always going to be, you know, what's that called? I'm not... As you guys know, I'm not a big Broadway person. What's the, is it the ensemble?
Yeah.
It's like the, not the extras, but it's the cast.
The full cast.
That's there,
sure.
But they're not the leads.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. That made no sense.
They were.
Basically, my point was I thought they were fine being backup dancers.
Right, right. And I think to a certain degree they were. I think things like featuring Nicole Scherzinger really started to hit at them, though.
Right.
And
it was so unnecessary.
It was like a lot. And exactly.
It's like, we get it.
Like the, yeah. So I think that was the beginning of the end. And then Robin ended up like trying to cycle new girls in and out. There were like 5 million different formations.
Iconic.
That they tried to like.
Justice for Chelsea Corca.
Chelsea Corca, legend of pop, Aria Paradiso, Aria Crescendo of the Paradiso girls. Sorry. Yes, we had the Paradiso girls. We had we had Girlicious, which was kind of an offshoot as well. There was the search for the next Pussycat Doll. Mm-hmm. Asia won. She never actually got in the band. She quit. I mean, and like all the way up to GRL, another like Robin Anton production. Like she is a girl group machine, but they don't usually.
It never really
worked out. However, the Pussycat Dolls really did work out because they had a phenomenal run while they were going. They had hits on hits and then it just stalled.
Yeah. It is crazy how long ago that was.
Yeah.
2005.
Well, ancient.
And they only had 2 albums.
I know. Spice Girls.
True.
Like, and
why do you have to bring that up?
I you know what? Well, Spice Girls had 3, obviously, but like, you know what I mean? Like that trajectory happened so fast. And I think the Pussycat Dolls, I don't know if this is controversial. It's shady. I think they're the last memorable / great girl group of the United States.
Do I agree with that? I think I agree with that, yes.
Because I would also say Danity like had their moment, but they...
Oh, they fucked it up so bad.
They fucked it up and ended
so bad.
Pretty much at the same time as PCD. So I would still say PCD had a longer legacy. I know Danity is like still...
Well, I think the Pussycat Dolls also, it has more of a cultural impact.
Absolutely. You've got Damaged with Danity. That's kind of it. I mean, right. Gays know some other songs, but like Damaged is really the only one that was culturally that it. But... PCD has, I mean, Don't Just Still, people know that song, Buttons, and like a majority of the first album they know. That's a legacy. I think the great irony of the Pussycat Dolls is like Nicole never, it was always clear that what she was the vocalist and everything. But when she went solo, certainly America was not here for it. Did not care.
No.
Whatever you like.
You took away the backup dancers and flop.
Her Name Is Nicole is still available for pre-order on Amazon. And I mean, I like a lot of her solo music. It did better in the UK. I follow it religiously, obviously. But it's so funny. Like, she needed an ensemble that didn't really sing to really kind of make it work. And now it's happening again. I think she was... It's funny because I think both sides were frustrated. Like, the girls didn't like that they weren't showcased, maybe. And she didn't like that she couldn't survive on her own as a solo artist. But they needed each other.
Know what I think it is?
What?
I don't think the audience appreciates ego.
No.
And I think with Nicole, it was very obvious. Like, she was just itching to get out.
Yeah.
Same with, like, other... Same with...
Certain harmonies.
Yeah. Same with Camilla.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you... You can tell that they're gritting their teeth through this group moment, yeah. And that they don't want to be there because they think they are the Beyonce.
Yeah.
And I think when she eventually went solo, people were like, no.
I agree. I also think I genuinely, is a conspiracy theory, I think her last name is too hard for an American audience. They can't spell it.
You know, for SEO purposes.
For SEO, not even getting, like, if she was like Scherzy, if she, maybe even Scherzy would have been better, but like, wasn't the joke like Scherzer, like people would always like not be able to say it.
Yeah.
Like they would make fun of how you can't say it.
She it's not even that hard. Alias.
She needed an alias. Her name is Nicole was the attempt, but that never came out. So, but I actually do think that had something to do with it. Like, I think like Nicole was not identifiable enough as a word and people couldn't spell Scherzinger.
Right. Well, it was easier to just be like Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, totally. So that they came out from 05-ish to 09-ish. It was like a span of 4 years in total. And now they're back in 2019. They've done like a round of interviews and press. I mean, they all look great. I'm kind of obsessed with Nicole's facial journey in these interviews. And I don't mean the appearance of her face. She's beautiful, legend, queen. I mean, what her face is doing is like...
The body language.
The body language is...
By really, Heidi Montag.
By Heidi Montag. Is jumping out or jumping in.
I mean,
she
it doesn't seem like she's excited to be there. Just say that.
She does stress throughout them that she's like, she really does judge three shows on three different continents. She's booked and busy.
That's not an excuse.
But there's something. Not an excuse. Either she's just jet lagged and tired or she's feeling awkward. She might also feel awkward because everyone knows the perception of the band now, which is like she hogged it basically. So it might be a little awkward. She might be trying to like reel it in to let the other girls talk because I don't know. I'm thinking of all different things.
I was going to say, I'm not following that journey.
It's very possible.
She looks
just like
just as over it now as she was at the end.
You know what? It might be that she's talking a lot about how this is about female empowerment and supporting the other girls. And I'm like, well, I hope so. I hope that's what you're feeling is right now, because you look like you're sitting 500 feet away and
yeah, fast forward to a couple months lips. From now when all their mics are off, there's no lights on stage except one spotlight on Nicole.
I do think this time around they've all gone to the press with their stories about the experience. I think they have to get more mic time because it's like glaringly obvious now that what that situation was. I think they have to. It'll be really...
They're tiptoeing around it.
They are.
It's like, just call it out.
Just honestly...
Just say it.
And that's why those interviews are so tense. It's like, so Nicole, you're so busy and you other girls are here. It's like, why don't we talk about that weird power struggle?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it would be more effective if they had like a round table, red table talk with Jada Pinkett and they talked about the ego.
I would respect it so much more if they were like, yeah, we were sick of Nicole getting all the attention.
Right. And it would be amazing if she was like, look, I wanted to be that girl. And in the process, like, I probably overstepped. It's complicated. But they're the only girl group in that situation. Every girl group has girls that are arguably like clawed their way to the front. But that was the only one where it's literally just one person singing. It's never been like that.
Yeah, it was very one-sided.
Completely. But we stan.
We do stan.
I
saw them at the Today Show when they did When I Grow Up. Oof. I was super close to the front row. Mm-hmm. And that dance break in that video.
Their dance breaks. Oh, I was
the
watching.
High kick.
I was watching a medley of dance breaks from them. So it's Robin Anton, and it's like the choreography they do. They make sure that there's a dance break in like every song. Mm-hmm. That's so memorable and good. It's just gay joy.
But I think they did pop so well.
Yeah.
The girl group thing so well because they do have that experience coming from Vegas.
Yeah.
Of like the production and mm-hmm. this is an entertainment show. Yes, you have obviously the singer and the vocals and stuff, mm-hmm. but they always did that so well with the videos, the performances, adding in the dance breaks and the remixes and the, like, it was just done so well.
It really was.
And they lost that when Nicole went solo. Like, they lost that wow factor.
Right. Completely. Well, speaking of factor.
Oh.
Why don't we talk about the X Factor performance we've all been waiting for. So on Saturday, the girls reunited for their first live comeback performance in a decade mm-hmm. on X Factor Celebrity.
Which, what is that, by the way?
It's
all I know is Simon Cowell's still there.
It's like, I don't want to be mean, but it's seasoned acts or...
So it's like Dancing with the Stars, basically.
Yeah.
Got it.
Contestants were like Kevin McHale from Glee and Ricky Lake. And there are a lot of obviously British stars. Anyway, that's
not why we're here today.
That's not why we're here today. This is a legends only podcast.
This is a podcast about legends, okay?
Only. Although Ricky Lake certainly is one.
Oh, icon.
We stand.
Oh my God, that wig getting ripped off.
Right.
That iconic gif. So they start out. It's very Return of the Spice Girls.
Yes. The power of five, even though there were six. The six at one time. Yes, I'm always going to live for a Return of the Spice Girls kind of moment where it's like an epic, like each girl comes up. That's mm-hmm. like, I live for
every
that.
Girl got a spotlight.
They, yes.
It finally.
Short-lived, but finally.
That yes, is true. We'll get to, there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, of course, Nicole center stage, and they bust into a Buttons mix.
Mm-hmm. The video remix, dance break.
It's so good, and I just really love the, like, them against doing the same hair flips against the words Pussycat is just, like, I think it's such a good visual.
Mm-hmm.
I stand.
Simple, clean,
sleek, elegant,
a shadow, chic. A silhouette with a hair flip
we love
and
a boot. Oh, we really do. A silhouette is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. And then they do a fucking casual swan dive off of the stage into the arms of the men below. I love a stage leap. They did
horrifying.
That yeah,
but
so
you
casually.
Know what? Fearless. We love a fearless queen who
we
will
do.
Jump off things.
So they jump off into the arms of their dancers, and then they go right into When I Grow Up, which has a funky hashtag something more urban vibe to it.
New mix. The whole thing is a new mix,
yes,
by the way.
Honestly, which is super... My expectations were already like... Just like it's going to be like a flat out medley. Oh, yeah. But like that, the fact that they even added some oomph to the song, I was like, okay. Points are deducted because they don't do the iconic dance break.
Right? With the high kick.
Like, hello. We do get it later.
With the glass
spoiler
shatters.
Alert. Yes.
Boom, ba boom, ba boom, boom.
Every live performance.
You bitches know.
Oh, we already know.
Shaking.
And they do it every time. So it's like, arguably, that's even more iconic than the Buttons breakdown. Like,
oh.
That was so every time they did that song. So I was a little surprised. We do, of course, get her yelp at the end.
The melody jumped out. She wasn't on stage, but she kind of jumped out there. That was their homage.
It really was. I like that she added another note to it because she usually just does the wail.
Yeah.
She was like, ugh.
It's fine. We give her a free pass. It's the first one back.
I'm also obsessed with the idea of Nicole Scherzinger screaming, I'm a hot topic in the year 2019. Like,
oh.
The audacity is like, I'm obsessed. But now they are again. So joke's on me because they are indeed famous and we want to grow up like them again.
We're here talking about it.
We're here talking about it. And then Nicole comes out in her 2005 Juicy Couture classic PCD hoodie.
Mm-hmm, upgraded.
Yes, upgraded, bedazzled. I mean, I took points away for with the lack of the dance break. They get him again with that little homage to their origins.
Speaking of fashions here,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
The looks they are serving are very
Britney. Britney 2015, Billboard
Awards performance with Iggy.
Very cut out.
Not that I want to talk about that, but
it was a look and we loved that look.
And you all know, if you listen to the Britney podcast, that is my favorite opening Britney outfit. And mm-hmm. I would not be surprised. I don't know. We could probably look it up if the same guy did.
Scherzy's obsessed with Britney. So I feel like
It would not be similar.
Yeah, like their whole thing was like Britney biting. So it would not be surprising if they were like, let's take her last award show, one of the last award show performances. And
but it's a fucking serve.
Oh, absolutely.
And skinty.
Also, like when I was watching back old performances, like their outfits were so tragic that this is like pretty sleek and polished for PCD.
Yeah, and it's cohesive.
Yeah. They're all in a group.
It is fitting with the times. It's a mature, sexy chic.
Yes. And Doncha, I think that was just classic vibes. Like Nicole was doing all of her many ad libs and just being like, hey, come on. Hey.
We're the ladies.
We're the ladies. Hey.
Excuse me.
Just screaming. It's all gay.
We're your
men.
Gay fans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just gay. Carmi actually pointed out in one of the promo interviews, she's like, a majority of our fans are LGBT. Yes, facts. It's just us.
She should have just screamed gay rights.
Honestly, this performance is gay rights. And then we get the shock of the century.
Oh my God, I'm shaking.
Did not see this coming.
Nope.
They all sit down on chairs and start singing a song we don't know.
No.
It's a new song called React.
And did I react?
Did we react?
When I tell you, bitch, when they got on those chairs and they arched back and gave us
the flash dance
with the water drop, and then they dropped to the floor and they were whipping. Shout out to fucking Carmeet, by the way.
Exactly.
If you don't know who she is, because most people in America don't know all of the individual ones.
Except for me screaming about Carmeet.
Except for Moomoo's. All the way to the left, Carmeet is fucking serving.
And I'm sorry, but I mean, 45 years old. Hello. Mm-hmm. Let's get with it.
Haven't seen a serve like that since Madonna hung
exactly.
up.
Hello.
Legends only.
This song sounds perfectly modern and amazing and perfect for them. And it's only like 30 seconds of it, but I want the song. Like,
that
sounds
I need it now.
So
it better
good.
Drop before this podcast comes out.
Exactly.
So
probably
that we
will.
Can put it.
Then we have to run back and re-record some more. But but I was shook more so that the song sounded that hot because I was like, wait, they're going to come back and also sound relevant. So, and of course, that final pose is everything you need. It's Kim doing her leg up, thank God. So we get that iconic moment. But like they said in the promo interviews, we're doing what we do, but elevated. And this is literally, that is the accurate description of this.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's the buttons video. Mm-hmm. That like end frame is the chairs, the high kick, the pose.
I'm very proud of them. They really did that.
They fucking served.
They absolutely did. They're, of course, right after there's backlash about miming and like lip syncing.
Who cares?
We are the last people that to be bothered about that. I do think Nicole looked a little nervous and was missing some of the words during When I Grow Up. Whatever, though.
Which, you know, it's kind of expected.
Like, this is your first performance back with all the girls in a decade. Like, and they got no chance to like shake out the nerves on tour or anything.
And I will say, you know, we talked earlier about ego and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought it was kind of refreshing seeing Nicole a little nervous.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
there's a humbled version of her there.
Which I kind of, you know what I'm trying to say.
No, totally.
I'm not trying to be like, oh, I like that you're nervous and like,
it's like all the performances leading up to 2009 were like this idea that she was about to break free from the group. And now that we know that that didn't happen for her, it feels like there's the energy of like, no, I didn't, you know, I'm not Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's kind of refreshing because there was an ego there for sure.
Right.
That was so overwhelming. But
and
she's
the other
still,
girls are fucking killing it.
They're all killing it.
Justice for Carmi.
And she's still a star. And I it's kind of like tragic on both ends because it's like the girls deserve their spotlight a little more, and she deserved to have her own spotlight when she went solo and it didn't happen. But like all together, I think it's just magic. I think when they're together, that's like the best for all parties.
And I think there's such a place for them right now.
Yeah,
because I'm just gonna say it, the other girl groups cannot do it like them.
I will
they
say
they really can't.
No, they can't. They're not doing the same thing. I like what Little Mix does for them. I do. And I do think they're like the best of the new girl groups. Fifth Harmony was a joke to me, and that was five different girls showing up to the same event by accident. But
oh, Brad.
But this,
what was their name before Silas?
Oh, they were Lilas and then 1-4-3-2.
Oh, oops. Whatever.
But like Little Mix has an energy that I appreciate. Like I get it.
They do.
And but it's a different thing.
It's a different thing.
This
yeah.
is like I'm very into this idea of this like sexy, sophisticated older women dominating with their like powerful performances. I'm very into that. There's definitely a gap in the market.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should be a youthful thing. It should be like this mature PCD reloaded situation. I'm into it.
Well, and we talked about Confessions.
Yes,
recently,
exactly.
And
totally.
We were like, oh, Madonna was the first to ever really do this like sexy thing at her age.
Mm.
And I feel like this is happening again with this.
I really like the idea of them just sort of like still being sexy and empowered mm-hmm. and a girl group at a time when most girl groups sort of break free or
feel forced
or the girl groups that come back are vocalists. They're all doing harmonies and stuff. And that's a totally great, but different thing. This is like performance and you don't see a lot of that.
Nope.
You certainly, if you were tuning into the AMAs, you didn't see anything like this.
No,
you didn't. Like the critics, I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry. Or should we talk about the Selena performance in comparison? Because it's not even close.
No, nowhere near it.
These are trained professionals, and we can have that debate about like who should get vocals and stuff. The fact that they don't get vocals, but they're still putting on such an elaborate show, I think.
Well, you said the word vocals.
Vocals.
How do we feel they did without Melody? What are your thoughts?
I mean, for me, I didn't notice.
Well,
I guess he did notice because there was no screech.
I honestly didn't even think about it until afterwards.
Right, right.
And I mean, I thought it was interesting that the account was following Melody, though.
I know. It was just like egging her on or something.
And she was the only one that didn't change her profile photo.
Which is my favorite part of the whole thing. It's like everybody followed suit except for her.
I wonder if they're going to give one of the other girls her one note and buttons.
Definitely. Carmeet is coming.
Or maybe she'll surprise everyone at the end and actually be on the tour.
It's possible. When they're asked about it in those press conferences, they're like, the door's always open. We love her. She's always going to be a doll. She's got prior commitments and music that she's working on and stuff. It's like, girl, get off of SoundCloud.
Just stunt and come out.
Like, that'll make your
opening
entire...
night.
Yeah.
You just hear the note start wailing off. And she comes out from under.
I mean, I just think, like, from a business perspective, wouldn't it make much more sense to go on this amazing reunion tour and then do your solo shit again?
I mean, don't even get me started. We could start talking about the Spice Girls and how I feel about that.
That's true. That is true.
Power of Four needs one
more.
Girl more. Did you not even listen to your own reunion tour?
Yes, that's very true. It's not the same where it's like without Victoria, there's a certain spark missing from the Spice Girls reunion. This is like, it's still the same fierceness. And it helps that they were sort of a revolving roster anyway.
Right. Like there was always new girls like in and out.
Yeah. Like in Vegas and for the pop group, it was Carmeet and then she came out. And, you know, I think it doesn't affect them. I will say there was a lot of why isn't Melody with them? Not a lot because a lot of people don't know who's in the group. But like... they were like, where's that girl who yelps sometimes?
I mean, Twitter has really been, don't come for us because Twitter is saying
right, this is all Twitter saying. And she has a perfectly great voice. And to be honest, like she just dropped like two songs this month that were good. But anyway, there's like a video circulating now and we'll like probably include a clip of it where she talked about how she was reticent about ever doing a reunion.
Yeah. When was that interview?
It looked fairly recent. I'm not sure, though. But it wasn't this recent.
Gotcha.
It was.
She definitely does not seem interested
at
all whatsoever in any sort of a reunion. And she makes it very clear that she is a vocalist.
She does.
Talking of the dolls, though, at some point, your fans out there want a reunion. We want a tour.
Aww.
What do you reckon? No?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. No, what I want for myself and for my bandmates is to really enjoy their lives.
Okay.
And for me, when I was in the group, I was a kid. I have to explain this now more and more, especially releasing new music.
Yeah.
I'm primarily a vocalist. And getting into that group, and Nicole had been signed. Yeah, she'd been signed twice. Mm-hmm. So it only made sense for her to sing the majority of the leads. But then I kept being asked to wait my turn, and then my turn just never came, and we only released two albums. So it's this mistaken identity that I've had to kind of unravel when people go, oh, you're a dancer. And I'm like, I'm actually a really bad dancer.
I'm a singer.
Yeah, I'm a singer.
Yeah.
So for me, there's really nothing to go back to.
Fair enough.
Because the songs that we have are the songs that we have, you know?
And you can't change them.
I can't change that. But I also, I'm a grown woman and I'm a singer.
Yeah.
So.
No, I absolutely completely live your
life,
that.
Enjoy your life, and do with it what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't be pressured into that, unfortunately.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
We leave that to one side and enjoy the classics.
Yeah.
That word,
PCD.
And she makes the point. She was young. She signed up for a band. She was promised that she would get her time to record.
Which I agree with. I feel like there was probably...
Nicole certainly was presented as the leader and the main vocalist, and I'm sure that was frustrating when the spotlight was only on one person and you don't consider yourself a dancer. Like,
yeah,
because I would love them all to do like a Red Table Talk episode where they really get candid about how they actually feel about their lineup. Mm-hmm. Because if they're all like, yeah, we know how this works, we're into it, we're dancers, then I don't care. It, and the thing is, they all agreed to this to come back. They did not need to come back.
Exactly.
So that makes me think they're okay with this formation. Would it be cool if they sang more on their new songs? Definitely. And I would love to see more of them. But if that's not what they want, then that's fine too. Like,
and I mean, we don't know if there's going to be a full album, but...
Right. Yeah.
There might be a... Every single one of them gets a feature on a new record,
and they did
or an
it
EP
on,
or something.
On Doll Domination, they had introducing section at the end, and they all had their own solo song, mm-hmm. which went like entirely under the radar. But I do think they were starting to explore that. And then it just, the hush-hush and Jai-Ho
tension
made it that they were not going any further. But I think they get it. They all get what this formation was and why it worked for them. And if they... You know, we are in a different era, and if this era allows them to shine more individually in the group with new music and stuff, I think that'd be cool. But this is kind of what it's always been, and it worked so spectacularly. 54 million records sold, still in like the top 10 highest girl group selling in history. They really did that, so I'm not surprised that they are okay with it.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily fair unless they're into it. Like, we don't really know. We need that interview. And it's, yeah, the other thing is, like, they are all dancers and stuff, so they are doing what they love, which is, like...
Performing. Entertaining. Which is always what the Pussycat Dolls have been. I feel like the brand of Pussycat Dolls is so much bigger than all of them.
That's what the cool thing is about them. Like, it's a whole thing. It's not just the band. It's like a... It's like an entity.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And I like that they all got to do their own things in the decade since. So it's like, if they had a point to prove and they did release solo music, then they did that. And they're like, okay, got that out of my system. Now we're going to do the thing that we did best or like got most famous for.
Ugh.
I'm so ready to go. I'm actually going to this tour. I definitely am.
Really? You're
going
to go to London for it?
Yeah, I'm absolutely going. Because, we didn't. Well, we said it, but like I was shook by the venues. They're going to do the O2 Arena, which is the big one.
It's like a bold choice.
They're going to do an arena.
Do we think they're going to do a new album?
Nicole said recording new music. I don't know if she means just for like
herself.
No,
I mean,
by Pretty
there's
on
no
iTunes.
Difference. Like,
no, there is no difference. She look if you haven't.
Wet
gone
featuring
down.
The Pussycat Dolls.
Exactly.
That's what needs to happen.
Oh, but it definitely could.
Yeah. She could literally perform Wet.
Ugh.
Don't Hold Your Breath.
Don't
featuring
Hold Your Breath.
Carmeet. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
It's like her solo shit is so good, but
there's
something about it that just doesn't click.
Right There is so good. Mm-hmm. Like all of it was like perfectly good pop at that time that made sense. And it's just like it didn't click. Something's not, what's not clicking? There's not five other girls behind you. That's what's not clicking.
There's no I in Pussycat Dolls.
There's not. Had to do a check there.
I was like, oh, actually, wait.
That's so true. Wow. That should be their slogan going into this. They should all put hands together. There's no I in Pussycat Dolls. Yeah.
But but there is an I in Nicole.
There, her name is Nicole. Hot as a stove. If you guys don't get that reference, it's her actual debut single, Whatever You Like, which was a chart-bottoming smash. It's fire. She performed it on the red carpet seconds before Britney did Gimme More in 2007, which is, well, what a fateful night that was for everyone involved. But that was really an amazing song. I have it on vinyl. I have like a 12-inch of Whatever You Like. From the new album, Her Name is Nicole, coming soon.
Yeah, never.
Never. It's also funny that she literally does have albums over there, not here, which is crazy. But I'm hoping this is a new chapter for her. You brought up a great point. There should totally be a Nicole segment in the tour. Even more worth it. Like, well, it's already a Nicole segment, but it's, like,
the whole thing is a Nicole segment.
Imagine her doing like Don't Hold Your Breath and stuff would be so good. I'm wondering if they're going to do a Spice Girls moment and let them all have a song.
I'm sure they will.
That would be great.
I mean, it's a long hour to fill up.
Yeah, it is.
With just two albums, so.
True. Yeah, so we're excited about PCD, and we're ready for the reboot, and I guess that's... I feel like we always are so... We want reunion music, and then reunion music happens, and it's like, ugh. Like, I don't even think Spice Girls really did it right. Headlines?
I love Headlines.
Okay, all right, all right.
Justice for Headlines. It was very conservative mommy.
It was.
But I loved it.
I can just think of Jerry's dress that like layered tiered. Was it Jerry wearing it or? Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry got really conservative.
She sure did.
Or as we like to say, conservative
mommy. Yes. Jerry Horner is a much different person than Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah. Went from sexy spice to ginger spice to fully
no swearing spice.
Yeah.
If you didn't see her turn on Drag Race UK, it is shocking. Just she's like wincing at one of the queens uses like a metal device that she's scared of, and then they swear and she like winces at that, and she's like, she isn't into swear words. Where is,
you know, everyone's on their own journey.
Everyone's on their own journey. Where's Ginger? That's fine. Where are we?
We're all over the place.
We are.
With the Pussycat Dolls. I mean,
well, so are they with their hair whips and leg lifts.
Know what else about the Pussycat Dolls that I've always wanted to say somewhere, so I'm going to use this platform to say it?
What?
Their debut album, PCD, the Photoshop job
the
cover
is
so awful.
It's so bad. Nicole does not have a body.
No, she isn't. There's no body.
The glow is crazy. But what we also need to address, that cover is terrible. The Doll Domination cover is uncanny valley. All of their faces literally don't look like anybody. I was literally looking on the way here. When it came out, I was shocked because in order, if you look at the cover of Doll Domination, that is Sarah Harding from Girls Aloud, Danny Minogue, Tila Tequila, Kat Graham, and Carrie Underwood. You can't prove me wrong.
Yeah. It was like some scrapped headshots.
Especially Nicole. Nicole literally looks like Tila Tequila. It's so weird.
Yeah, I don't even think they actually posed for that photo shoot.
It's very Britney's Believe ad where it's like, oh, were you there for that?
Literally, you were not there.
Or like most of her fragrance ads. But yeah, even their earliest artwork is so,
it's so
good
tragic.
But bad. It's like that fake graffiti font. Oh, God.
It's like me as a graphic designer in high school.
Very.
So but like, actually though, I remember seeing the PCD cover and I was like, oh my God, this is so bad. I could do better than this.
And I was probably making blends that looked pretty much on par with that. Yeah, that artwork. Oof, they
don't judge a book by its cover.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. Don't judge a Pussycat Doll by their Photoshop.
Don't judge a single cover based on it saying featuring Nicole Scherzinger.
You hear that, Melody?
That's the moral.
Look away, Melody. Yeah, so I do hope that we get surprised and that Melody does somehow show up, because
what else is she doing?
What else is she doing? We need that. So yeah, that's the return of the last great American girl group.
And I hope it's successful.
Me too.
You know, we had success with the Jonas Brothers this year. Not a girl group, but a group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for it. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, I'm ready for the next chapter. Now, swinging into
The holiday spirit.
Yes, things are getting a little more look like Christmas.
I was like,
wait, what did I just reference? I don't know.
The song, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, that look, I'm not the most festive person.
Yeah, me neither.
Happy holidays, bitch.
Listen to Santa Claus Lane.
True, we did just do that. Queen Kacey Musgraves just released a very special, very vintage, very silly holiday special on Amazon Prime.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored, but I do wish. Also, because I do have Prime Video, did you watch it elsewhere? That little thing that pops up that tells you who's on the screen. Did you see that little feature? X-ray, I think it was.
No, I watched on my Xbox, not sponsored.
Oh, okay.
And so I was watching it uninterrupted in Ultra HD.
Oh, okay. So, because I think on mobile, it was showing up this little side panel and their IMDb not sponsored showed up and would tell you.
Sounds annoying.
Would show when like three people were there, it would quickly be like, that's Kacey, Lana, and Dan is the narrator. Like it would tell you really quick. I liked it. I thought it was very helpful.
You know, because the introductions that they give in the actual special.
Yeah, wasn't clear.
Wasn't clear.
Not at all.
They're literally give it up for Lana Del Rey.
That it comes out really quickly. You know what? I liked it. And I also liked the special. It's very goofy.
Yeah, the comedy was a little cheesy.
But I do. That's the kind of comedy where I'm like, I think you're intending to be this bad.
Yes.
I think so. It's supposed
to be. But Dan Levy was really funny.
Dan was very funny. So the whole thing is like a throwback to 70s, 80s, like holiday specials with a modern twist. And I think it's probably the goofiest special we've had since Lady Gaga dropped Acid and hung out with the Muppets for the Thanksgiving special.
Oh, yeah.
She put on a condom and sang Fashion with RuPaul.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, Kelly Clarkson's Christmas Mom is a little cheesy, too.
Yeah. I think they have to be very tongue-in-cheek and silly. And it helps when, like, you have a star-studded cast that's, like, there's constantly new people popping up. So that's fun. Some were better than others.
Yeah. Well, should we say it? I mean...
What are you about to say?
Well, there's all these different duets.
There are.
I also just want to say that I can't unsee Kyle Richards when I see Kacey Musgraves because so many people over this like meme of gonna tell my kids this is we're like gonna tell my kids this is Kacey Musgraves and they do look alike.
They absolutely do.
So I'm just like, wow, I love Kyle Richards' Christmas special.
She should have come out
literally and done the ponytail whip together.
I didn't steal your goddamn house.
I'll be in your stolen goddamn home for Christmas.
I liked the actual set.
Oh, gorgeous.
That reminded me of, I don't believe I'm making this reference, but the Taylor Swift Lover video, which is different rooms in the snow globe.
Mm-hmm.
Very that. Different setups.
I love
gorgeous.
The retro. Love the retro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love that it was meta and that you knew that they were filming it. That was very cool to me. The audience was like oddly loud at times. I was like,
it was the applause, the fake applause,
the
was
applause,
a
applause,
loud.
Applause during Lana's part, especially. I was like, can you tone it down? This is a
yeah, you're ruining the mood.
You actually are. I liked the whole overall concept. My favorites were that song with Troy,
Glittery.
I thought that was so cute.
It's so cute.
I loved it.
And the set. I mean, the set through the whole thing is phenomenal. The colors, the lighting.
Yeah,
phenomenal lighting.
Truly. They look like doll skin. They
yeah,
look beautiful.
They're very well lit.
They really are. Obviously, by a landslide, my favorite of the evening was Miss Lana, who came
so
out.
So good.
I'll Be Home for Christmas. Like, pin drop quiet, like, very tender delivery. You know, we always talk about, like, voices and why we like certain voices and stuff. Like, obviously, neither of them have an exquisite range by any means. Like, they're not Whitney. But it's something about their
they're
voices.
They're not Heidi Montag.
They're not Heidi.
Can't
they're not
hit the
Whitney.
Notes, but...
You know, they always say Celine, Mariah, Whitney, Heidi, the top four. That's what they always refer to. And if you're not...
just love that you said that with a complete straight face.
But like, there's something... It's the same how I defend Britney's voice. There's something very captivating about Lana's voice, obviously. And then Casey, I think, just delivers songs so straightforward and simple that I think it's really beautiful. And together they sounded great. And
it was very cozy.
Totally.
The way that they sang it.
She's a really good, like, she gets stories across, I think, with her songs really well. And it's very kind of straightforward. And then Lana is obviously this, like, sort of vintage throwback-y voice. Mm-hmm. So that was really good. And I thought Troy sounded good with Casey as well. Little twink Jewish prince. He did a good job.
King of pop.
King of pop, right.
Justice for Paper Cut.
Oh, truly.
By Troye Sivan.
Yes.
It's like a 15-minute long song.
Should be longer.
I stand. Well, I mean, yeah.
It was. It's so good. No, he did not perform that on the special.
I wish.
Christmas Paper Cut from the wrapping paper. And then there was, there was a duet with Camilla. Okay.
You know what? Some have said that I am too negative and that I am too mean to Canola Cabella. But, okay, I know that I'm not alone in my feelings.
No, you're not.
Can someone please explain to me why she came out singing that song? Sounding like this. Walking around the Christmas tree,
the Christmas party.
Sounds like a fucking turkey.
I'm so glad the turkey came back for another episode. I don't know.
Like, she completely came in like a wrecking ball and destroyed that song.
The energy was so off in comparison to the Lana performance. She is so extra during those performances.
So extra. It's like, just find the note.
Flailing, find the note.
And hold it.
Finding the camera and making it look like a solo performance. Did you notice that? Like, Casey's just like staring at her while she's like going off into her own festive world. I'm like,
oh my God.
I don't.
Awful. I will say, at least they picked the worst song of the whole batch to throw her into.
That's true.
I mean, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Not my cup of tea.
No.
I don't see it for her. But you know what? Oh, God, if only it was Normani. Oh. Normani should have been up there. She should have done that. But that's fine.
I loved Casey's red jumpsuit during that performance.
Yes. And you made a special note, her final look.
Oh, my God, bitch.
That was a fierce look.
I was a little shocked at first. You know, like, I'm the last one to be shocked when it comes to a titty. Like, let's be real. But, like, I kind of gasped because it is sheer. It's very, I think it's more revealing than Britney's VMA look.
I actually think it kind of reminds me of Cher.
Yes.
Like, very Cher.
But like fully see-through, sheer.
One of Cher's most daring looks. Yeah.
Titties out. And I was like, and I think because it's so cheesy and corny and family friendly, then it was shocking to me, but I fucking gagged. It's such a good look.
She shook her holiday tits, if you will.
She literally did with that fringe, the diamond fringe.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stunning.
Stunning. For me, she's doing everything right. Like, I feel like she's making... I'm certainly not a country fan, but like, I totally loved her album. I totally love this special. And her personality is amazing. Her tweets, A+. I just feel like she's like ticking all these boxes.
And I feel like she's not trying hard.
No, that's the whole thing.
And that's why I love it. It's like, she has an aesthetic.
Yeah.
She has a sound. She's just doing it.
Yep.
She's super progressive for a country artist. Yep. And it's just... Even with all the drag stuff, like, we know, like, sometimes the girls can be a little extra with their, you know, yes, queen, honey, slay mama, like, shit. But she does it in such a real way that just feels natural, and she's not trying hard, and she's not, like, shoving shit to try and be cool. She's just being herself.
It's so effortless that's why it's working.
Yeah.
She's just not trying, but... She actually is trying very hard, but it doesn't look like that.
Right. Like, even with the fashions and this whole special, it's like she stuck to her aesthetic the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, all of it was like the gingerbread jumpsuit. Mm. So cute. So subtle.
Yes. I'm a big Casey fan.
I love Oh, What a World.
Yes. From, if you haven't, Golden Hour.
Her Grammy award winning.
We hate Grammys, but that's a Grammy award winning album.
And such a weird music video. But so fucking cool.
Yeah, she was on LSD.
Yeah, well, not in the music video, but like the inspiration of the song.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But she hired a 3D artist off of Instagram and made this video. And I was like, that's fucking cool.
Right.
And the whole thing she did with that, the 1 hour photo thing.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that that was so fucking cool.
Totally.
Like, who does that? No one.
Queen Casey.
Yeah. Well, people use Photoshops. But I just thought it was.
Yeah. PCD's graphic designer is like, hey.
I appreciate her appreciation for artists. Like, you can tell she's just, she gets it.
She does. So I think if you're in the mood for something festive, when you're not streaming All I Want for Christmas Is You and getting it to number one, check this out for like a very fun, modern take on a vintage variety holiday show. It's it's cute.
And it's short too. I feel like
It really goes by fast, I think.
It was like 45 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty into it, and I'm like, a lot of those things normally I would not, I'd be very averse to.
I mean, I don't support a plastic Christmas tree. Oh, but well,
and now we said it.
I will support this. Because, you know, they probably store them in a shed and reuse them.
They'll
again.
Reuse them for sure for the Hallmark movies.
That's my rule.
Oh, is that it has to be reused?
Yeah.
I mean, my family uses the same plastic tree. It's been about 20 years.
Yeah. See, that's a little more accepting.
Right. Yeah, no, if you're throwing out a plastic tree every year.
I know people who do. I'm like, isn't that the...
Name and shame. Let's go. Bring up the notes, Doc.
Like, every single year, they're like buying a new Christmas tree. And I'm like,
oh,
Mom.
Starting with Mom.
Literally. She texted me this one this year and was like, oh, do you like this one? It looks like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I was like, yeah, or you could go buy the ugliest Charlie Brown Christmas tree from
looks
the
like
farm.
Your carbon footprint.
Yeah. I was like, if you buy that, it's staying in the family.
It's now a family heirloom.
Yeah. I was like, the grandkids are going to be getting it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be forcing them to put it up every single year.
Oh, God.
From now until 2200.
Thank God you're fighting the good fight.
Yeah. I literally was like, get the one without the lights, because that thing is going to be up every single year from now on out.
I'm glad you're sticking to your guns.
You know, there's very few social justice issues at all.
Yours is like plastic trees and by glory.
Shut up. There's more than that. Yeah. But that is one of them.
Yes.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Tis the season.
Tis the season to recycle. Be fucking respectful of the earth. Yeah. So that kind of wraps up the biggest things that are happening this week. Is just Christmas cheer and the return of the Pussycat Dolls.
What I can't more even do you believe need? It's already December.
Can't wait for 2020.
Can you believe we've made it this far?
I can't.
Do you remember Y2K? We all
I
thought
do.
We were going to die at midnight.
Yeah. And then like some clocks kind of blinked.
Yeah. And we're still here.
We're still here. Yeah, exactly.
You know, looking back, it kind of went. No. I'm just kidding. We wouldn't have gotten Slave for You.
Oh, so true. I know, exactly. Wouldn't have even gotten Oops.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well,
anyway, thank God we don't have to think about that parallel universe.
Oh.
Well, we thank you guys once again for joining us for another week of Legends Only. If you enjoyed this, make sure to subscribe on everywhere.
Apple Podcasts. Follow on
Spotify, Stitcher, Dweezil Dub, or whatever it's called.
Oh yeah, that new one.
Yeah,
Deezer. I don't even know if this
are
is
you
on
a Deezer
Stan?
Actually,
I don't think I put it on Deezer.
Okay, well, don't look for it there.
I'm like, why? There's so many. Like, I don't. Why do we need more streaming apps?
Exactly.
You can't even get Santa Claus Lane on Spotify.
Before we fight about which podcast platforms to use, get Santa Claus Lane on streaming, and then we'll talk about it.
Right. Do you remember how long it took everyone to put Lindsay Lohan's albums on streaming?
We took to the streets. It took many protests over the years.
And you want us to sign up for a new service? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No Deezer in this household.
Watch, they like had every single...
It's actually our number one most subscribed right. platform. Great. So we're glad that everybody's getting into the festive swing of things. And until next week.
Happy birthday, Brittany.
Happy birthday, Brittany.
Merry Britmas.
Merry almost. Britmas. And we will see you soon.
Yeah. Was I too mean to canola?
No. You know what? I don't understand it. But when we get...
That is how it sounds.
When we get canceled by the canolizers, the camelizers...
But am I wrong? Is that not how it sounds?
It is exactly how it sounds. And I don't know who's gunning for her. I'm not on that team. I literally stan all of them more than her.
Justice for Lauren.
Justice for Lauren.
Wig.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.